Report: Biden uses military base to fly nearly 800 border crossers into U.S. by John Binder on July 19, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration has used a United States military base in Texas to fly nearly 800 border crossers into the United States. Last week, Fox News's Tucker Carlson revealed that the Biden administration has been using Lackland Air Force Base, east of Del Rio, Texas, to fly border crossers into the U.S. interior. Carlson said the Pentagon confirmed to him that the secretive operation is occurring under the guise of the Department of Homeland Security's mission. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency, though, refused to disclose where in the U.S. border crossers are being flown. While still not disclosing where the migrants are being flown in the U.S., DHS officials confirmed to San Antonio Express News that about 780 border crossers were flown into the U.S. via Lackland Air Force Base since June 29. The use of a military base is only one way the Biden administration is keeping border crossers in the U.S. rather than returning them to their native countries. For months, Breitbart News has chronicled the Biden administration's expansive catch-and-release operation through which at least tens of thousands of illegal aliens are being briefly detained, put up in migrant hotels, then bused or flown into the U.S. interior with only the promise that they will show up to their asylum hearings months, or a year, later. In June, Breitbart News reported that it is not only border-crossing family units that are being resettled via the catch-and-release operation. The Biden administration is busing and flying single male adult border crossers into U.S. cities that remain undisclosed to American citizens. The latest available data, from February 19 to April 22, reveals the Biden administration has flown about 7,200 border crossers into the U.S. interior on domestic commercial flights. Border crossers are allowed to bypass photo identification requirements, boarding flights without a photo ID, and do not have to prove they are negative for the Chinese coronavirus. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.